Welcome to PodTech.net, PodTech News with Jody Janess from Intel. Welcome to the podcast.
Great, thank you.
We're here at CES, and you guys are announcing a big Centrino announcement tomorrow. Tell us about what that is and what's happening.
Yeah, we're definitely very excited about it. For the first time, we're going to come out with a mobile dual-core processor, and it will be Centrino dual-core. So we're taking our Centrino platform kind of to the next level, bringing multi-core capabilities to it, which brings a whole new level of performance. At the same time, we're continuing to manage that power because people are taking things on the go. They want that battery to last.
You're known within Intel as kind of the queen of Centrino, as it's been called, and you're in marketing. So it must be really hard to market such a complex product. Centrino and the new enhancements that are coming out in the dual core have a lot of new enhancements on performance, battery life, et cetera. How do you communicate that to the average people who just want more functionality?
Yeah, well, there is a lot of complexity to it, obviously a lot of engineering. There's different components that go into it. But the whole idea behind Centrino was to bring a product that was simple and easy to use to the consumer. You build in wireless, you build in great performance, you build in some low power capabilities, so you give people what they need, which is a great performing product with long battery life and a sleek, thin form factor, and with wireless that just works, that's just going to be easy for you to connect. And that's really what has helped to build that brand over the past 3 years, is that people have realized those benefits. And now with Centrino Duo, we're kind of bringing that to the next level. It is a big jump in performance and battery life with new wireless capabilities and smaller component size.
Intel has always had great branding with Intel Inside, and then for the past few years it's been Centrino, and that represents kind of to users Intel, high quality, long performance you mentioned. Mm-hmm. How is Centrino expanding for users? I mean, you mentioned a few things, battery life, performance. Is it just laptops? Is it expanding into other areas? And is there it's a Centrino chipset, it's a platform. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, Centrino has always been multiple components that Intel has worked to designed so they work well together. There's the processor, there's a chipset, and there's a wireless component. So we also work with the broader ecosystem or other players like service providers to make sure that works when you go out into the workplace. We also, of course, work with OEMs to make sure that these products work well when they get them and they're easy to bring to market. So that's kind of been the premise of where we started. Now, I don't know what else am I missing
in
that question.
So when will we see some of the new Centrino stuff in the laptops?
Oh, we will start to see them right away. We have over 230 designs that are slated to come out in 2006. In the month of January, we're expecting probably over 30 designs to hit the market for people to start buying right away. And we have a whole plethora of them here at the show to show people, both in our keynote and the concierge area and here on the show floor at CES.
So here at CES, for the folks out there who aren't going to be at the show, what are some of the exciting things on the floor here at Intel that that you get excited about that really highlight the Centrino?
Yeah, well, this next generation is really bringing entertainment on the laptop home to people. Certainly, the notebook is a product that you can get all of your entertainment device plus the compute capabilities that you used to have all on one thing. You get your movies, you can watch high-definition movies, you can watch TV, you can get your music, your communications with PC calling. All this comes together on one laptop. And there's just new high-definition capabilities, high-definition audio, and all that comes together. It makes a great all-in-one entertainment device.
So graphics, performance, mobility, all that great stuff.
You bet.
Where's Centrino going? Final question for you.
Where's Centrino going?
You had to kind of throw the javelin out in the future a little bit.
Mobility is becoming a part of people's everyday life, right? People want to be more mobile. They want more freedom and flexibility. The laptop PC allows that, and it's just getting better and better. You're getting sleeker designs, more functionality built in, so you can really get this all-in-one entertainment experience, plus your compute capabilities. I think what we're going to see more of in the future is more integrated wireless, better connectivity options. You know, hotspots are certainly all over, but you're kind of limited. At some point, you know, we'd like to see that wireless capability go throughout. And so you can be traveling down the road and be connected to the internet.
Jody, talk about the big Centrino announcement that Intel has, the Duo. Very high-end enhancements, but take us through the announcement and what this new stuff is.
Okay. So what we're showing here at CES and our announcement tomorrow is going to be the new Centrino laptops. Basically, they're called Centrino Duo. And it brings a whole new set of components to the Centrino platform. A new processor, which is Intel's mobile dual-core processing, which will be called Core Duo. a new chipset, and new wireless components. All of these have been enhanced. And bottom line is, what that's going to deliver to customers is over 70% performance improvement from previous generations, which is a huge jump. It's a great engineering effort there to get a 70% improvement in performance. At the same time, we've managed power on these components down by 28%. So we are really excited about the new capabilities. What this lower power enables is longer battery life for consumers.
So dual core basically means double dual processing and dual stuff, or dual performance, if you will, kind of like dual servers in my mind. But yeah, that's increasing the performance by 75%. Power, which more processing power usually draws more power, you've actually reduced 25%. Is that correct?
Right. And actually, it's 70%, over 70%, and 28% on the power side. So that power performance, you know, battery life balance is a very difficult balance. So to get such a high performance group while managing down the power is a great engineering job.
Great stuff from Centrino. Entertainment is not tied to TV anymore. You mentioned entertainment, obviously laptop and other devices, like the video iPod and things of that nature. People love that. Do you see Centrino going to be in devices like smaller devices than the phone?
At this point, that is not... I mean, I don't have anything to announce on that front,
okay,
but certainly, you know, Intel works on products that are designed to go into mobile phones, designed to go into handhelds, and designed to go into laptops, as well as desktops. So we kind of work on products across a scale, and the idea is to continue to bring more capabilities at lower powers to scale to smaller products with longer battery life. So
well,
Intel's continuing to work on that.
You guys are doing great stuff, and it's a great booth. Jody, thank you so much for the podcast. Centrino is great. Everyone knows it.
Great.
Thanks for the podcast, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Cool. Thank you so much. Okay.